Hello, welcome. Nice to have you here. There's a whole lot of you here. It's as if the table has been set and the guests are all now showing up in a manner of speaking. So you're going to begin to see the unfolding of this shift in some very, very fascinating ways. And a great amount of that shifting is already occurring within you. And a lot of it is not obvious. Some of it is obvious. But to a great extent, you are moving very rapidly in this shift. And the less you argue for, the less you hang on to, the less you dig in your heels emotionally, the more you kind of be gray, black, and white, good or bad, right or wrong, the more flexible that you can be in these coming months around issues that may have triggered you in the past, the more comfortable moving through this shift is going to be. From how I get to view things, I don't talk about me very often, but much of what I get to see is from the other side of the veil, if you would, in the sleep space. Being very conscious in that space, you get to kind of watch the many lines of possibilities unfolding. And months ago, there were lots of lines. This could happen, or that could happen, or this would be possible. This is a little weird, but it could happen. Now there are not a lot of lines. Many of those possibilities co-mingled and merged into a different possibility, or they've really just kind of dropped by the boards. And so it's very, very exciting watching how this shift is unfolding on so many different levels. But I recognize that most people don't have that opportunity that I have. And so I'm kind of just saying out loud to you, there is some situations that are now unfolding in terms of internal, I'm mostly focusing on, that many of them are going to be triggered by external. And many of the external experiences have nothing to do with you in the least, except what is being kind of changed, dissolved, cleared away in the external are very large structures of belief and definitions of how it is. So to a great extent, we've accepted, I've talked about this before, we've been in agreement with a lot of the boxes that said, you live here, this is how you play the game. This is what you do, you get a degree, you go to college, you do this, you get married, you have your 2.3 kids, you fit into the box, and then you put your money into your 401, and then you get to a point where you retire and everything will be wonderful. Those boxes are not holding up very well, and many, many more of those lies, those misrepresentations, although many could have been very, very wonderful if everybody just played by the same set of rules. But everybody did not play by the same set of rules. And now we're in a place where we are about to make a shift. And the shift may not be as smooth and as comfortable. So the purpose of this 8-part series is to give you some very fundamental tools, and again, very simple tools, but don't mistake fundamental and simple for insignificant. Because if you will play with these tools, and you will play with the energy vibrations that come with the awareness and the application of these tools and skills, you're going to find now, right now, is the shift. It's not something that's coming. You're very much in it. But you're going to find as pieces of this external world that start to dissolve all around all of us, and the rules begin to be what everybody is responding to. What do I do if I don't do X, Y, or Z? You're going to find that being able to manage your energy, energy field, not going to the noise, being able to change hats, we'll talk about that in a moment, you're going to find your ability to observe and choose and then act an appropriate action for yourself will be much more convenient and comfortable, and actually will become much more of ease as we all go through these. But if you argue for your limitations, if you play in the game of going to the noise, sticking your finger in every light socket that shows up in the shift, every appearance of difficulty or complications, if you buy into those, if you watch the evening news every night, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be surprised. You're going to be off balance. And you will watch many, many others being off balance. To a great extent, the energy that many of you will be encountering is not your energy. It's not your thoughts. It's not your beliefs. It's not even part of who you are or who you have ever been. But once a level of fear begins to raise up, just like if you recall in 9/11, for the most part, it had nothing to do with you. You knew no one involved in the experience. And yet, did you feel the fear that just waved across the entire world and set an entire new game in motion? That's the kind of level that possibly you may encounter. But if you can hold your energy, vibrational level, in such a way that energy will pass right around you without needing to be engaged in. So let's take a little bit of time in this session. I want to add a couple of pieces of this puzzle, but I want to go back and anchor some of the tools that we've been playing with in this process. And then what I'd like to do is have question and answers afterwards, and I'd like to keep the questions as focused on the tools, how do I apply them, etc. Explain them again if necessary, but that's the information that I'm mostly wishing that you would hold consciously in your space and begin to apply at a whole nother level. With that said, those of you who may be new to this session, there's nothing complicated. Just kind of follow the yellow brick road, the dotted line, and just notice yourself in the whole process. The tools will unfold very simply, not complicated. If you wish more information about any of the tools that we've played with, they are in the free section of the archives on the Mastering Alchemy website, and they're all recorded. So please go back, revisit them, practice them, play with them. They will be very much of benefit to you as you go forward. So would you take a breath, eyes open, and would you just kind of sit back in your chair? And would you be aware of your breath, that nice, smooth, consistent, connected breath? It kind of just in-breath rolls right into the exhale, just flows right into the inhale. Just three nice, smooth breaths. And would you bring yourself into the center of your head? Now, this is different than going into a trance, a meditation. That's a whole slightly different energy pattern. But right here, you're just sitting in a chair, conscious of being conscious, and bringing your attention, awareness, right behind your eyes, looking through your eyes as if they were windows. Continuing the breath. Happy. Happy is good vibration. Just kind of bring yourself to happy. We'll talk about happy. Now, would you, this is a great way to go into meditation, as I've said before, because you bypass a lot of the noise. You know, sometimes when you start to meditate, you close your eyes, and then there's all the noise. you know, oh, I forgot to buy the potato chips for the party next week, really important things. But all that noise just keeps distracting you. So the process where we're playing in this session is, how do I get clear, focused, quiet, aware, conscious, and from this space be able to make a decision based on what I'm observing and then choosing. Very simple process. Now, just listen to, think about that. Does that make sense? Would you like to live your life from a place that is quiet, focused, observant? You are in a conscious, aware state and able to choose as you best choice that would serve you and the others that are dealing with that situation. So assuming the answer is yes, this format is going to take you right to that place. I'm going to just walk through it very slowly. So again, just be aware of being in the center of your head. Nice, smooth, connected breath. No effort, just very relaxed in the body. Right behind your eyes, looking through your eyes. Would you be aware of yourself in the center of your head, looking at the wall out in front of you? And would you be aware that you're here and the wall is over there? As contrasted to when somebody says, oh, look at that, and you go to what they are pointing to. Two very different places of awareness. So another breath. Now, I'm going to make an assumption. Would you notice if you have gotten quieter, less chatter in your head, less thought, by just simply following what we've said so far, just right to this point? Just kind of notice, validate yourself. If you are still thinking, would you recognize that your thinking is about something in the future or something in the past? Because right where you are sitting, there's nothing to think about. You are just sitting with your eyes open, taking a breath. I'm being very specific, distinguishing between present time, past, future time. You are in present time. You can influence past and the future from only the present time. Another breath. And again, just would you notice the room from the center of your head, and make a distinction. This is a very significant point of reference, center of your head versus in motion, looking at moving around the room, or that sense of movement in your body. This is a place that allows you to observe, choose, and make a better decision many times. And again, just three more nice, smooth breaths, very simple. Happy, kind of pleased with yourself. And then just notice those words allow you to raise the energy up a little bit. It's like, oh, this feels good. There's nothing broken, nothing to fix. Now, would you just again notice the next breath and just kind of watch it as you breathe into the body and breathe out. And would you let the room in front of you kind of diffuse, fall into an out-of-focus point of reference? It's there. But would you bring your attention to this breath? Just kind of follow it. It's like watching it move into your body and then around and exhaling out. And then with the next breath, would you let your eyelids close while you hold your attention on the breath? You're not going out of the body. This is not a trance that takes you somewhere. It's just relaxing in the body, quiet. In the simplest of terms, the world could be completely collapsing around you. You could have just lost your house, your job, your husband, your wife, your kids. And yet, a single breath behind the eyes, grounded right here, everything about you is fine. You are fine. You cannot be not okay. And yes, I have all that stuff going on just outside of my awareness. It will be from right here your ability to make decisions that allow you to move through that stuff will be most effective. Nice simple breath. And then let's just play right here a little bit. Would you become aware of the room around you? It's as if see what you were just looking at a moment ago in front of you with your eyes closed. Have an awareness of the room and yet still be in the center of your head. And then stay right in the center of your head, in which you just breathe your eyes open and just notice the room still right where it was. Nothing changed, and yet you had the ability to change a brainwave pattern by opening your eyes and closing your eyes, but not interrupting your awareness. Another breath, and then would you just again let the room fall away, breathe your eyes closed, being conscious of being conscious. Again, this is not an airy, out-of-body type of meditation. But you just find that place that says, and I like me. You see, you can do that, so just let that happen. Would you say hello to your grounding? That line, those two lines, one goes from the first chakra, tip of the spine, to the center of the earth. It's electrical. It clears off a lot of the thoughts that pass through you all the time that have nothing to do with you. Electrical thoughts are electrical. And there is a coil that wraps around the grounding cord that clears away the emotions that are not yours. Many of you are very empathetic. You feel other people. But when you feel other people, what you generally do is bring their emotion into your body. That emotion has no value to you, and it particularly has no value when it's running through your body out of control because you just brought it into your body. So that kind of emotion will ground right off the body. I see you're sad. I can even feel your sadness, but I don't have to hang on to it and become your sadness. Another breath. Now, would you also notice right here, one of the tools that we started with was creating a rose out in front of you and making a separation from all of the energies that have gotten into your space during the day. You know, the question has been, where did you leave yourself or who is holding their attention? Would you notice right now that those attention points or your tiredness from leaving yourself somewhere else during the day, based on what you are now doing, may not be the same as it used to be, or it is often in your life. Nice smooth breath, quiet, present. Right here, you don't have a lot of attention points, because in just by bringing yourself into this alignment, many of those attention points simply fall away. What you're not conscious of is that you are beginning to be aligned in the heart and bringing your energy into a conscious present time awareness, which is very magnetic, automatically calls back a lot of those little pieces of where you've left yourself. But just in case, to validate the tool, which arose your forehead about 12 inches, 25, 30 centimeters. And would you give the instruction to the rose to collect you up from your day? Where have you left yourself? At work, in a discussion, at a stop sign, driving your car, reading a magazine? And then it's very instantaneous. Now the breath, explode the rose like a fireworks. Let all those little particles of you come back to you. And then would you create a second rose? And would you just let this collect up the energies of other people who want from you? I want you to have this report done for me by tomorrow, employee. I want you to pay your bills, employer, to the electric company so we can continue running the business. Whatever your role in life is, there are people who want you. So would you just, without even knowing who all those people are, would you let this rose collect up the attention points on you? And would you simply put them in a rose and explode them? This is a slight aside, but for women in particular, especially young women growing up at that period of time, when that sexuality is really running through the body, wonderful thing, it is very magnetic, sexuality in a female body, as just one slice of what we're talking about. And many men who are kind of dull and dumb don't know very much, and they are very attracted to that sexuality. And so if you happen to be particularly curvy in certain ways, that attention point goes right to, wow, look at that. And then the guy continues to walk on, dumb and oblivious, didn't even know he did that. This is a great tool to simply clean those attention points out of your sexuality. It also applies, this is a whole other topic in itself, it also applies to men. I'm supposed to perform at a certain level at somebody else's attention point. And so, being very simple, if you have sexual issues like either of those, male or female, without getting wound up in it, this is a way to begin to clear that level of attention point without being the effect. You can hear the questions now. Another breath. Now, would you also be aware that right out at the edge of the aura, you've created a rose. And in that rose, you've defined a point of delineation. That's the place where if you stuck your arm straight out in front of you, and bent your palm towards you, that is approximately where the edge of the aura is in most people. If you place a rose right at the edge of the aura and have a consideration that basically says, from the rose to my heart is me, and from the rose outward is Shakespeare's theater. Has nothing to do with me except to entertain me. Isn't that a great concept? That rose is like a atom around the molecule, so it creates a diameter, a circle, all the way around you, and inside that circle is you. Would you just be aware of that rose? And would you be on your side of the rose? Now, in real terms, all of this happens in basically one or two breaths. I'm just kind of prolonging it to set it up as a reminder. So grounded in the center of your head, cleared out those who hold attention points on you, called you back, have your rose up. Another breath. And then one of the things that we did also is we had, what I asked you to do is, would you own the room? You're in an environment that has people that push and shove on an energy level, and you have a tendency to give up your seniority, or you have a sense of kind of not being able to open your mouth, even though you have a lot to say, or you have a sense of being kind of pushed to the side. One of the ways to be able to get around that, those sensations or feelings, is have the awareness of owning the room. Sit down at the where you're sitting right now, and would you simply be aware of the room you are sitting in, eyes closed, and would you make a decision, this is my room? Now, for the most part, you're probably sitting in a room that you already own. So would you just say, this is my room, I am the owner, and would you feel what that feels like to have a place in your room? It's a feeling more than it is a signed document that says you own this room. But you can take that same feeling into a conference room, into a large meeting, and you can simply say, this is my room. Own the room. Look around. Make it yours. The interesting part is everybody else can own the room also. But when everybody owns the room relatively equally, the range of volume in people's energy levels, the demand, the pressure, the push and the shove, many times simply goes away. You, by owning the room and others owning the room, there is less intimidation that happens. You are able to stand your ground. Another breath, please. We also spent a whole session on making separations from very specific people, people that you've been challenged with in your life. Two roses. Take back mine, get back there, just point to that, but not go into that particular piece. Then in this last session, I had you play with words. So one of my questions at the end is, how did that work? Because the words, when applied where you are now sitting, are some of the most powerful tools you have available to you. The ability to change the vibrational frequency of a situation. There is no reason to sit in anger, rage, blame, guilt, depression, anxiety from where you are right this moment. You have the ability to change the vibrational frequency of your energy field with words. So if you were in a vibration of anxiety or depression, let's just play with those words for a few moments. Would you simply remember a time when you were happy? And then would you feel the feeling of being happy? Kind of remember the event, feel the feeling. And then remember the event, put your attention on the event, and simultaneously feel the feeling. Happy, and just make it a little happier. Bring it up a little bit more. Smiling is acceptable. Spontaneous outbursts of laughter is okay also. Happy. Now, would you just once again remember the environment, the situation, and right here in present time, would you be the feeling happy? Emotions can only be felt in present time. The event may have occurred months ago, weeks ago, days ago, years ago, but you are in present time feeling the feeling. You can change a vibration in the moment, but you cannot change it in the past. So, would you simply let go of the memory, and would you own the feeling? Happy. Continue the breath. Then we played with seven words. So let's just kind of move through them. So would you be happy? And then would you be neutral? Not one of the words, but just kind of let happy go. And then be neutral. And then would you find certainty? Would you be certain? And if you were going to pretend to be certain, how do you think that would feel in the body? So your shoulders might go back, might raise your head up, might kind of scoop back in the chair and line the body. Would you have the feeling of being certain? Now, just relax the body and have the feeling of being certain. So if I asked you, do you know how to tie your shoelaces? You would probably say yes. And if I said, are you certain? There would be very little, if any, waver in your answer. Yes, I know how to tie my shoelaces. I'm certain. Would you just feel that certainty that if I asked you 100 times to tie your shoelaces, would you be able to do it 100 times? Yes, I would. I'm certain. Just kind of notice the feeling. And then would you put your attention back on happy? Would you just be happy? Let certain fall away, and would you be happy? And then would you just let happy fall away, and would you again feel certain? See, that's changing a frequency, changing a vibration. It happens that easy. You are completely in charge of shifting your attention point from any vibration to another vibration. Happy and certain don't have much charge on them, but you could do it the same way from depression or anxiety into happy or certain. Simply an attention point. Another breath. Let me also ask you, would you just right here be pleased with yourself? Are you present? Is your mind wandering? If you just stay right on listening and doing the exercises, there you are in present time. What I'm not telling you is by holding each of these vibrations and bringing yourself into this type of alignment, the who you are not cannot maintain itself. It simply begins to atrophy and fall away. The more you just, for no good reason, hold happy, certain, grounded, center of your head, that's who you are. The shift is all about who you are. And everything unlike who you are is now very much in an accelerated pattern of being cleared from your reality. You can do nothing except be happy sitting in present time, and you are giving yourself one of the greatest healings you could possibly do. Everything that is not like you, that you don't argue to continue to hold on to will fall away in this space. How simple can it be? Well, let's make it even simpler. Another breath. There is another word, and that word is seniority. So if I said, would you be senior in your body? That doesn't mean old. Be senior. This is who I am. And again, the body wants to kind of straighten up, but yet there is a sense, an energy that comes with seniority, an ownership, an authority. It's very kind. There's no sword to be swung. There's no force to be exerted. It's simply an ownership. Now continue to breathe. Then would you be senior right here, and would you be happy at the same time? Two vibrations. Happy, and this is who I am. I'm happy. This is who I am. And then would you be certain you're happy, and this is who you are? And just kind of feel the yes that comes about. It comes from deep inside. It's yes, this is who I am. There's nothing to prove. There's no need to ask permission from the mom, dad, teacher, minister. This is who I am. Nice, smooth breath. This fourth word, all of a sudden there is a sense of presence that goes along with this is who I am. But you just kind of feel the energy around you, almost as if it just solidifies. It gets quiet, very focused. As you kind of progress with these words, as you begin to get a sense of the fluidness and the authority that you hold, just these three words, happy, certain, seniority, and presence, all by themselves, there is something about these energies. What you are not aware of is there is an aspect of you in the fifth dimension. In the fifth dimension, there is a royalty, a regalness, a presence, a sense of dignity and integrity. Everybody has it. But this is the beginning of the feeling of being the citizen of the fifth dimension. There's no sword. There's no judgment. There's no competition. There's respect. Appreciation, admiration, cooperation. How does your presence, being senior, certain, happy, feel? Just relax right into it. There's no edge to it. There's no effort. Just simply an ownership. And then just kind of hold this feeling, and would you add one more word? The word is capable. And again, there's no sword to be swung. There's an excitement that comes with capable in this configuration. It's very happy many times. It's like, watch what I can do. And everybody says, that's great. That's really great. Would you be capable? You need no one's permission. What makes this word so wonderful is so many of us hold, no, I'm not. No, I can't. They told me I wasn't. Would you just be capable? The magic is all of those voices will simply fall away because they were never your truth. You have always been capable. Certain, senior, present, capable, happy. How are you liking yourself? Then there's a wonderful vibration. Plays very much in a fifth dimensional consciousness. And the word is graciousness. You know this word. You know this feeling. But it is not a feeling that is expressed in a third dimensional world. Graciousness holds too much vibrational light to be able to be held in a third dimensional consciousness. It is a challenge in a lower fourth dimensional consciousness. It's virtually impossible, gracious, in the lower fourth. But in the higher fourth dimension, which you are now sitting, it's an entry, it's a doorway into the fifth dimension, graciousness. It spawns other words, kindness, appreciation, generosity, gratitude. You see, now you're beginning to touch the fifth dimension. How does it feel? Continue the breath. The infinite intelligence is in the breath. Bring the energy up a little happier. You are capable of organizing these vibrations to where you can sustain a vibrational set of consciousness that allows you to be anything, hold any combination of vibrations that you choose without anyone's permission or approval. You are that powerful, capable, and that gracious. So how do you like yourself? This is not a meditation to just flow and be entertained. Oh, I feel so good when I listen to him do these things. He is not going to be around to hold your hand as this shift unfolds into the next configuration. Every moment you can do what you're doing right now. How do you like yourself? So would you just pick one of these words that we've worked with right now? How do you like yourself? One word. What word do you choose? And then would you choose a second word? Just shift to a second word. You might have been capable. Now would you be certain if that's the second word? You pick. And would you be both of those words? Then let's take it even one more step. Would you pick a third word? Would you be all three words? And would you configure them in a triangle in your mind? I'm capable, I'm certain, I'm happy. Create it as a little triangle, if you would. Feel the triangle. Make this very real for yourself. Take that triangle and put it on like a hat. It It's a sensation. It's a feeling. It's an energetic alignment. My words, happy, capable, certain. How do those words that you chose feel? Then shift that triangle concept and take those three words and would you wrap them around you? Nice deep breath. Shoulders go up. I'm happy, capable, and certain. How do I look? If you were standing in front of the mirror, how do you look? Feel it. This is not a meditation. This is a skills class. Take the triangle again. Just put it on the floor. Just imagine stepping on it. This is my platform, certain, happy, capable. All you have to do is step on that triangle. Boom. There you are. Then if you didn't use the word presence, would you bring your sense of presence into that vibration? Sitting in the meeting, owning the room, being, my words, capable, certain, happy, within your own presence. How do you like yourself? Then would you bring the seventh word, the last word of this group, into the configuration? Would you be commanding of your presence? Seniority is the ownership. Commanding is the energetics that simply allow you to speak, to direct, to move. This is who I am. You can do it graciously. You can do it with kindness and respect and dignity. And yet, you keep your eye right on the target. This is who I am. I'm command of my presence. I can agree. I can uplift. I can nurture. I can move the energy to an outcome that is 1 + 1 = 3, taking everything to a higher road. Creating cooperation, co-creation. How do you like the feeling of commanding your presence? See, through life, we just gave up one word at a time, one thought at a time, one action at a time. Pretty soon, we lost the platform, forgot to put on the coat. How do you like yourself? Can you be pleased with yourself? Would you just kind of feel that feeling? I'm pleased with myself. And just bring it up a little higher so that starts to create a smile in the heart. Now you're beginning to go home. Can you see how this all weaves together? As you begin to look into the mirror once again, you will like what you see when you look from this collective vibrational frequency and the tools that support the maintenance of it. This is what we have done in about 7 sessions, although much more has occurred. This is a foundation. The tools that have been pulled out in level 2 work. There is a shift that is in motion. Now, could you just find the ease where you're sitting, happy, pleased with yourself, very light. There's no heaviness to these words. Owning the room, being capable. Is it possible that you could stand up and walk through your day, through your job, through your relationships in this vibration? You will begin to be a bearer of light that simply is very influential. It starts to be magnetic. Others want what you have in the most wonderful of ways. Oh, I really don't want anything, they say, but can I just rub up against you? I mean, you seem happy, present, capable. How do you like yourself? Now, let me ask you, I'm going to have you open your eyes in a moment, and I'd like you to see if you can just open your eyes and then stay right here in this vibration. And to make a decision. This is who I am. Then we'll have some questions. See if you can sit in this. And if you fall out of it, one breath, and you breathe yourself right back into it. So, would you be aware of yourself, just being aware of yourself? You own the room, be aware of the room. And then with one breath, would you just breathe your eyes open somewhat out of focus? And then with the next breath, would you allow the focus of the room to come into your awareness? Happy. A little happier. Few more breaths, kind of pat your thighs, wiggle your toes, wiggle your nose, wiggling the nose, that's a very advanced spiritual concept. And then see if you can just stay right in this space and kind of move between one word and another word. Just kind of let that begin to become an anchored conscious vibration. So let me give you one commercial. Short, there is a new level 2 class starting in November. There is another class that will start in February. And from my point of view, those two classes, if taken, will give you enough information moving through the next year to participate in a conference on 12-12-12. The class that will start in June of next year, the level 2 class starting in June next year, will not be invited. There is not enough information gained or mastery of light accomplished to sit in that room at 12-12. But if you have an interest, there is a class that starts in November. Ask us. We'll tell you everything we can. There is another class that will start in February. But after that, there will still be level 2 classes that will begin to happen going into setting up things in 2013. But on 12-12-12, there will be something very magical. So I'm just giving you an awareness of how we are doing what we're doing. The level 1 classes are available for those who are interested online. We can send you a set of 20 discs also, but it's online and it's less expensive. I'm trying to make it as inexpensive as possible. If you have questions, please ask without burdening you anymore. That's kind of what we're setting up going into this next year. This shift is about to come very extremely visible in your awareness, and you are about to go through some very interesting changes within your DNA, your cellular makeup, your emotional body, how you think, and how you perceive the world is in the process of changing rather significantly. And So these tools, this little exercise, is going to give you a framework to walk through all of us are sitting in. Will be very, very valuable as you go forward. So I'm interested in how you experience that. I'm interested in how you're experiencing the words and those tools particularly, and any other questions you want to ask. So let me turn it over to Roxanne. She'll explain how we're doing that, and we'll go from there.